Ty Ralston had never actually seen one with his own eyes, but the minute he saw the corpse, he knew what it was. But he's a scientist, so just to be sure.
You know, took it and put it under the microscope and looked, and, you know, sure enough, that's what it was.
When Ralston found this bumblebee in Sky Meadow State Park, east of Winchester, back in 2014, he knew it had been 20 years since this species had been spotted in the region. In other words, for this bee biologist at the University of Virginia, finding this tiny bee was significant.
We put out the word that we had found one, in the region. So it was pretty big.
But the excitement didn't last long. Ty and his colleagues returned to Sky Meadows the following year in 2015, but they didn't find any bees. Decades ago, the rusty patch were one of the most common bumblebees in Virginia, but then their population started declining in the 1990s.
So there are various things that stress all the bee populations, but why this one, as well as several of the other ones, are declining steeply, I'm pretty confident is disease, and it's probably from this fungal disease called Nosema.
Wild bumblebees across the country are suffering from this disease, but the impact on the rusty patch was particularly severe. Last month, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service designated the rusty patch bumblebee an endangered species.
Why the rusty patch was hit even more than the other declining species, nobody knows. We don't know what other factors made it even more susceptible.
In other words, the fungal disease alone does not explain the decline nationally in numbers of bumblebees, honeybees, butterflies, all the pollinators, in fact.
Honeybees also suffer quite a lot of diseases and varroa mites and various diseases, but the one thing honeybees have is people working for them.
One of those people is Amanda Welch, a beekeeper in Louisa.
It's a nice hum. They change their pitch when they get pissed.
Really?
Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah. That's just a nice calm. I was a little bit like, what's that? What's that? But it wasn't like, get out of here!
Unlike bumblebees, honeybees are not native to the U.S. They arrived with a colonist in Jamestown, and now they're shipped around the country to pollinate crops as they flower. But their work for the agriculture system is blamed, in part, for their decline.
They started injecting pesticides into the seed that were systemic and get into the entire plant. But there's also trace amounts in the nectar and in the pollen, and the bees would take that back to the hive, and it ends up building up in the hive. And it also will weaken their immune system so that then when another disease comes in, that kills the bees.
It's likely a combination of pesticides, disease, and loss of habitat that's causing the decline in bee species across the state. Both Welch and Ralston stress that humans do have a role to play in saving these pollinators. Broadly, that might mean changing our agriculture system, but on a smaller scale, we can plant more wildflowers.
With bumblebees, we pretty much have to make a safe environment out there for them and then hope they find a way to keep themselves going.
While beekeepers like Amanda Welch work to bolster the honeybees, Ty Ralston keeps studying their wild cousins, ever hopeful that someday, somewhere, he'll spot a second rusty patch bumblebee. For WMRA News, I'm Miranda Bennett.